you. 3 days now until the big first debate right here on ABC. It is expected 100 million people could watch Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump. Tonight, who was seen going into Trump Tower to help? Also this evening, another billionaire and reality star, Mark Cuban, revealing he will be sitting in the front row to root for Clinton. It all comes amid a new poll showing Clinton leading Trump by 7 points nationally. The battleground showing a much tighter race in Ohio and Florida. ABC Cecilia Vega with new reporting tonight. The strategies on both sides to get at their opponent.
When Donald Trump takes that debate stage, Hillary Clinton won't be the only rival staring him down. Her campaign offering a coveted ticket to another reality show billionaire.
You got to do
Shark Tank's Mark Cuban right there in the front row taunting Trump.
I'll sit where they sit me and enjoy the moment. Let's put it this way. If he came on Shark Tank, I wouldn't make the investment.
Team Trump unimpressed.
What's he going to do? Make funny faces at Donald Trump? She's trying to populate the audience, I suppose, with people who may rattle Donald Trump. Good luck with that.
With just 3 days to go, Clinton's campaign is trying to get under Trump's skin. Today, releasing this new ad using Trump's own words on women.
I'd look her right in that fat, ugly face of hers. She's a slob.
She ate like a pig.
It's the same subject that threw Trump off course in his very first debate.
You've called women you don't like fat pigs, dogs, slobs.
Today, Trump's campaign laying the groundwork for a more serious image, revealing his potential Supreme Court picks. Unlike the first list of all-white candidates, this one includes a Latino and an African-American judge. Trump also receiving an endorsement from his old rival, Ted Cruz. Monday's debate will be Trump's 12th, and he says he doesn't want to over-prepare.
I've seen people prepare so much that they get up there and they get locked or they can't speak.
Still, he canceled a campaign stop today to hunker down in Trump Tower. Former New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani leading the strategy session.
Let's have the American people, for once, actually see a person actually be themselves rather than coached and manipulated.
No mock debates, just rapid-fire questions and reviewing video of Clinton's past performances. Clinton, a veteran debater with more than 40 under her belt, is holding mock debates, immersing herself in briefing books and studying her opponent.
And Cecilia Vega with us live tonight. Both Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton down prepping for these debates. Clinton has spent the past 2 days in prep, but tonight her campaign announcing she's going to travel to Charlotte on Sunday, the day before the debate.
David, North Carolina, a battleground state. This is also aimed at reaching out to a core group for her African-American voters, but no doubt this is part debate strategy. You can bet this issue of police shootings will come up on that stage on Monday night, David.
All right, Cecilia Vega, who anchors this newscast on the weekend. Cecilia, thank you. Overseas tonight.